From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. If you are a veteran looking for a job in Washington State, it's against the law for an employer to refuse to hire you because of your military status. That's because of a 2006 law protecting veterans against discrimination. It passed with the leadership in the state legislature of Derek Kilmer. Well, now Derek Kilmer is a congressman, and he wants to get a national law protecting veterans and service members from employer or housing discrimination. Sixth District Congressman Derek Kilmer joins us to explain. Thanks for being with us, Derek Kilmer.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
What's the evidence that veterans are being discriminated against?
Well, we certainly saw when we brought up the bill in 2006 a number of service members and veterans testify to their experiences, both in housing and in employment. In 2012, the Center for a New American Security study found over 50% of interviewed employers cited a negative stereotype as a reason why they might not hire a veteran. And we've heard from veterans groups like AmVets and VFW and others who've raised this concern as something that is a problem that needs solving.
But you've also got some job preferences for veterans. Washington State, for example, gives veterans preference over other applicants when it comes to public employment. So how do we weigh sometimes the fact that a veteran is advantaged and sometimes they might be disadvantaged to come to a conclusion that overall it's tougher for them to get a place to live or to get a job?
Well, this embraces the basic notion that if you serve your country, if you fought for your country, you shouldn't have to fight for a job or fight for housing when you come home. And, you know, to the credit of both the state of Washington and to a number of employers, they've made significant efforts to try to hire America's heroes. In fact, I was at an event at Joint Base Lewis-McChord called the Hire America Heroes event. At the same time, we continue to hear throughout the country experiences of those who've come home after their military service who either in their pursuit of a job or in pursuit of housing have their military status used against them. And I think this effort, which is a bipartisan effort, embraces that simple notion that one's military status shouldn't be used against them.
Congressman Kilmer, is the law working here? I understand there have been 37 cases of discrimination filed by veterans since the law here went into effect in 2007. Most of them are for employment. Were the cases of discrimination upheld? Was it found that indeed these people were discriminated against?
I haven't been able to review the specifics of our state's Human Rights Commission and those cases.
I guess what I'm getting at is does the law work here so that we know that it would be a good thing to do nationally because it's worked in our state?
I think there's an appreciation that if there's a veteran or service member who's experienced employment or housing discrimination, giving them some recourse to pursue a claim and ensure that their status isn't used against them makes sense. And listen, the types of things that we've heard really vary. And, you know, and the folks from AmVets, the folks from VFW share a number of anecdotes, and they range from everything from reservists who are told, you know, you're a risky hire because you may get deployed, to a much more negative stereotype about concerns around you know, the erroneous perception that someone may have somehow been damaged or have post-traumatic stress from their service. And this effort embraces the fundamental belief that if you've served, that service shouldn't be used against you when you go for a job or you seek housing.
Sixth District Congressman Derek Kilmer, thank you so much for talking to us.
You bet. Thanks so much.
He's trying to replicate in Washington, D.C. what he was able to do in our state, which was to pass a law banning discrimination against veterans in housing and employment.